Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what if the universe was trying to tell you something and you didn't realize it until, in fact, it was too late?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we would, of course, love to hear them. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com as well and share your ghost stories here, and we'll share them on the program. Carol, Todd, and myself, hi. How is everyone doing today?
Should I just speak on behalf of everyone? I would
yes,
say, okay.
Completely.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Moving on.
All right. Very good. Now that we've established that, thanks for watching. We'll talk again real soon. Yep, exactly. We've gone through with, well, as of this recording, it's the 5th of November, so we're 5 days out from Halloween, after Halloween, so we have 360 days until the next one. How did everyone's Halloween go?
I didn't do a damn thing. Not a thing.
Did your doorbell ring?
No, because I had the lights shut off, so nobody's going to come around.
Nobody break. I used to say, fuck it. I would challenge people.
Of course you would.
Come on. Looks like a nice house. Open your fucking. I'll take some rice-a-roni or whatever you want to throw at me.
Yeah, they rip open the packet and just throw it in your little bucket.
They probably had trick-or-treating in your neighborhood, right, Tony? Because you have a nice neighborhood than I do. So I think what happens, my neighborhood's a little low rent. And I think that people are like, we're going to different neighborhoods where we can get better candy and we don't have to walk so far in between houses. That's what I think the thing is.
And that's a shame because I felt like every neighborhood used to do trick or treating regardless of the income and all of that. But here's the reality. Harper pointed this out to me the other day. She's like, you know how expensive Halloween candy is?
Yeah.
And I looked at it, I'm like, holy shit, it is expensive. And so, yeah, I mean, if you're struggling to get by already and you want to do trick or treating, that's a good $40-$50 investment right there.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Minimum. I mean, even like the cheap shit is expensive. Like Dum Dums and like are for a bag of that, it's like $15. Like the stuff that used to be like $3-$4, it's like you can't do it. You can't. There's been many times in my life where if that's what it was, there's no way in hell I could have done it. So I think that probably plays into it a lot too.
Yeah. And so where I live, Tony used to live here, and there's one neighborhood that goes all out, and it is incredible. It really is. It's really cool. The decorations are really cool. There's a guy down the street that had to have been building Halloween decorations for someone because his garage door was open for a couple of days, and they'd have like these badass witches that are like 8 feet tall. Then the next day it's a skeleton. The witch is gone. Now it's a skeleton. And he's out there working. So I think he was building things for people's Halloween displays. But in that neighborhood, the one where they go all out, my friend lives there. They start buying candy months in advance.
Yeah.
Like they start 6 months beforehand, like just because there are thousands, like I would say easy 10,000 kids invade their neighborhood.
Oh, it's, my God.
It's insane.
I went last year. You can't hardly, and this is an area that I would say is probably 3 blocks deep, 8 blocks, 8 by 3. I don't know. So it's a big area. And it's just, you can't, they have to close down all the streets. The police are out there. Every street is barricaded. And walking down the street is crowded.
It gets to the point of not even being enjoyable at some point because there's just too many people.
It's cute to see all the costumes. Like that was adorable.
And the thing is with that neighborhood, and it's called College Hill. I love that area. It's so cool. But it's the thing is with it, Halloween night is hell down there with all the people and all the trick or treating. But people do it the whole month, and it's just fun to go there on a night other than Halloween and walk around and see it
any other night because you can't even see it all. Period.
Even then it's busy. But, even on non-Halloween nights, it's busy down there, people walking around. If I were them, I would go to the like candy closeout sale, invest in a big chest freezer, freeze it all, and then do last year's candy the next year that you paid, 70% off for.
Well, and some of it.
But they don't care.
Skittles.
I mean, at that point, it's like, why would you do that? Yeah.
Tony would be known as the guy who gave out freezer burn candy the next year. Like, nothing tasted quite right. Like, people couldn't figure it out.
Don't go to that guy's house.
How come you can't do chocolate?
How come the Snickers is white? Freezer burn.
There's nothing worse than like the freezer burn, and you knew what they were. The freezer burned Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, God.
Because when peanut butter is like frozen and thawed, it sucks. It
really grainy,
changes
right?
flavor. Yeah. It's grainy. It's like, oh, what's wrong with this? And then it kind of ruins you for peanut butter for a little bit. And you kind of like, it's like you have the flu and then you don't like the whatever you ate for a little while or for the rest of your life. Yeah. I was like that with corn for 15 years. And now I like it again. But like, it's like you have a peanut butter cup that was in a freezer and it got that grainy. You're like, I don't think I want more of these peanut butter cups. And then by the time you get the appetite back for them, they too have failed.
Right.
And they have, and it's this vicious cycle of peanut butter cup failures. And you
Yeah, maybe I need to have a Reese's that has happened to so I could get over my
I had an aunt. I should say I have an aunt. I don't know if she still does this, but she would she loved all the candy and stuff, and she would go and get all the Halloween candy and the Easter candy and the Christmas candy on closeout. And she had like an extra freezer or two in her basement that she would fill with it. And they didn't practice Halloween either.
It was just
because of their religious beliefs.
Yeah.
So this wasn't like handing out to kids. This was for her. And she also didn't let her daughter eat a lot of it either because she was so concerned for her weight.
Oh my God.
So she literally like, she padlocked the freezers in her house. and hoarded this candy.
That's
what the hell went on in your family growing up? You got some of the weirdest freaking stories.
And you know, here's a funny thing. I say this so often. I didn't realize how odd my family was until I was 14 and started talking to you.
Because like family does that.
Because I'd be in the studio, and you know, I'd sit there and I'd talk to Todd every afternoon, and we'd chat, and I'd tell stories, and he'd be like, "What the hell's going on?" I'm like, "This isn't normal."
No.
And then you get a call. Is Tony getting in the way?
Unreal.
Ah, good times. Let's go to a phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. At Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
1985. I lived with my sister, Dodge City, Kansas. She had a Ouija board, and we took it out one night, me and a couple of my buddies, and started messing with it. It didn't work very well with the guys. My sister gets home. Me and her get on it, and we start asking silly questions. Just silly questions. We then got to the point where we asked if a spirit was present. It spelt out the name David while me and my sister were on the planchet. We asked David what the goodbye on the bottom of the board meant. It responded and it spelled it out very clearly. It was for his mother. It's for my mother. We then asked it, why is it for your mother? And it spelled out, so she can be by my side. Kind of very slow, not very fast at all, just kind of slow. After that, we asked it, we were kind of, I don't know, just asking questions to the board. Why do you want her by your side? And it spelled this out, so she can meet, and it spelled the letters S-A-T-A, and it got to N, so she can meet Satan. At that moment, my sister threw it off the coffee table and instructed me to burn it. So me and my buddy, Jerry and John, I think was his name was, he had two first names. I can't remember him. He moved away. We took it outside in the middle of her big yard. She had this big yard and we tried to light it with a lighter. We were kids, 17, 18 years old. It wouldn't light. So we're freaking out. We run back inside and tell my sister, hey, it won't light. So she gives us some fingernail polish remover. So we go back outside. We poured the fingernail polish remover on the Ouija board in the planchet. Excuse me. And as soon as we lit this board up, these cat-like screams started. They were all the way around us. It was really weird. I get chills talking about this still. They were just like cats screaming, but it seemed to circle us. The sound seemed to circle us. So we take off. We run inside, and me and Jerry, we get to the door at the same time. If you ever see those old Three Stooges movies where the two guys are at the door at the same time trying to get in, that was us. Kind of comical there, but we get inside. Jerry grabs a rosary and starts praying. He's crying, and I'm freaking out. But that's about the extent of it, really. I've never touched a Ouija board since then. I never will. But anyway, one last note is I did have a cousin that lived in that house that died in a car wreck. He was married to my first cousin. His name was David, and he was an atheist. So just really weird. So there's my story. Thank you.
Woo.
Yeah.
Cat
to
screaming.
Meet Satan or Santa. No, S-A-T.
Oh, maybe.
Well, S-A-T. Yeah. Or Santana. Or no, that was not what it worked. Oh. Meet Carlos Santana, and all of a sudden you hear Smooth again. And you're like, not again!
Right, exactly.
Is it Cat screaming? No, it's Carlos Santana playing guitar.
Hey, but Carlos Santana in hell. Yeah, that's creepy.
Enough to make me not ever play with another Ouija board right there.
What would happen if you had like a Ouija board bonfire? Like,
well, then, and I get why it wouldn't light on fire, because it's not going to. You do need something to start the fire.
Is there like a flame retardant on Ouija boards?
I don't know. There is. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, like, products have that sort of stuff on them, like bylaws and weird, you know, like there are, you know, things we don't think of that are on things because they're there for that reason. I wonder. I don't know.
But I think it would be hard to light a Monopoly board on fire. You would need the paper money to get going first.
Well, kindling. Yeah,
you need kindling.
Well, it seems like you thought about this before, kindling.
Yeah, some kindling or, you know, maybe, you know, a couple, you know, feathers of a bird and some locks of hair and that sort of shit. And then you can burn it.
In the middle of a pentagram, and then you're set.
I went into Five Below the other day, and they had Ouija boards, like, right as you walked in.
You know, there's something I don't think I'd ever think of hearing from Tony. You know, I was in Five Below the other day.
They had Ouija boards.
Dot, dot, dot. I was in Five Below the other daughter. Day. Dot, dot, dot.
We just got one. It's a fun store. It's like everything's a dollar, but it's, you know, adjusted for inflation.
Well, right. Everything's like $5.
Well, it's not even $5 anymore. They can't even keep up with that.
But isn't it the kind of stuff you use once and it falls apart and you can never use it again?
Some of it probably, yeah. I don't know. Like, I went in there, my girlfriend went in there, and she's an art teacher, and she got some art supplies for pretty good bucks.
That makes sense. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And they got good candy. They got good candy, too.
Yeah.
Because you can throw in a freezer.
Yeah. Exactly. I bought just shitloads of Halloween candy and threw it into a chest freezer. Yeah.
And then he bought a $5 padlock to put on it so that the kids couldn't get in and have it.
Exactly. Could possibly go wrong. It all works out in the end. I do it. That's a fun store. I was actually very excited that we got one because we didn't have one. And all of a sudden, there's a Five Below. This is fun. I was very tempted to get a Ouija board, but I did not. I said, you know, if anyone should know better, probably me.
It would be you.
Probably me. Let's go to another phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number.
I'm trying to find it. Keep on talking for just a second.
That's what I was doing. I was just going to keep talking.
It's weird. Like, I know it went all of a sudden. Like, I looked at all this stuff before I started it. And now I don't see. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. There it is. Now I found it.
Okay.
Do you want to set it up or anything, Tony?
I mean, like I was doing?
Uh-huh. Like we can just edit all that crap out.
That's where you should have, like, just talk into my ear and tell me, stall.
Except if I talk in your ear, I'm talking to everybody.
Exactly. That's kind of what happened. Let's hear a ghost story. Hi. Ooh, let's go.
Hi, Tony. My name is Morgan, and I live just north of Seattle. I just wanted to call you guys and tell you about this kind of weird experience I had. It's not related to ghosts, but it still kind of was odd for me. By the way, if you can hear anything, I'm driving. So sorry if there's any background noise. But a couple of months ago, I kept having these dreams that I was pregnant or that I was having a baby. And I'm 19 and I'm, you know, a freshman in college. And so that's not really in the cards at the moment for me. And, you know, I would tell my boyfriend and he would get all panicky and make me take a pregnancy test just to be sure. And of course, it was always negative, but it was kind of odd. But these were going on a couple of months ago. And this past weekend, I was on the way to my cousin's house to her baby shower. And my mom called me and says, hey, did you buy diapers for the diaper raffle so that you can get the chance to like win a prize? And I was like, oh, no, I forgot. And so I stopped in to a Fred Meyer's and was walking in, and I was on the phone with my mom, and I just stopped talking. And I was like, oh my God, I've been here before. And my mom was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I had a dream a couple months ago where I had to walk into Fred Meyer's for diapers specifically, which, you know, of course there's Fred Meyer's all over and that's not uncommon. But the thing that freaked me out is that I saw the exact same man in my dream and the exact same poster on the wall. I have one other kind of similar experience to that. When I was about 13, my dad and I had gotten into a car accident, and we were driving under some tunnels, and I kind of got this panicky feeling, and I look over at him and he doesn't have his seatbelt on. And so I said, hey, Dad, can you put your seatbelt on, please? He was like, yeah, hold on one second. I think he was on the phone or something. And I was like, no, you need to put it on right now. And my level of panic and anxiety just kept elevating. And I was yelling at him, just put your seatbelt on, please, just begging him. And he said, okay, okay. And he puts it on. And maybe 10, 15 seconds later, we get into our six car pileup, which was not his fault, by the way, either not being on the phone or anything. It wasn't his fault. But yeah, those are the two experiences that I've had with kind of like premonitions. I wonder if as I get older that I will realize more of them. But I just kind of wanted to hear your guys' opinion on what you think premonitions are, and if some people have and people don't, and kind of more reasoning behind them. I love your guys' show so much. I listen to it every single day on my way to work and on my way to school. And I love your guys' dynamic. And just thank you for giving me the entertainment of this. And I love you guys. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story. Thoughts on that?
I don't know that I've ever heard the term diaper raffle before. So that was something new for me.
You have
I've
not
never heard that?
That.
No.
You don't get invited to enough baby shower.
The hell's a diaper raffle?
So you take the diapers with you to the party, and then if you have diapers, they give you like a raffle ticket and you could win some prizes.
God, I mean, I'm all a tingle just wishing I was invited
to
something like that.
You wouldn't believe some of the crap they do at baby showers. Like, there's some weird stuff that they do. Like,
like sacrificing babies.
Like there's one thing, and I don't remember, I haven't seen this, I just heard about it, but like you put a Snickers in a baby diaper so it looks like the baby looks
back,
like shit.
We're back to candy again. Right? Back to candy.
So you can have candy inside the diaper, which looks like a dirty diaper.
I'd rather do something else with my Sunday afternoon.
Right?
What the hell are you talking about, Tony?
I'm all about...
Let's pop a couple of beers and have a diaper raffle just
exactly.
for the hell of it.
Well, why not?
I don't want to sit around at my age.
Is this a baby shower? No, we're just doing it for fun.
I'd rather do the diaper raffle than play the stupid game. But what I think is interesting about some of these premonition things, like what she had going on, is that that was kind of insignificant. And the premonition was actually freaking her out thinking she was pregnant.
Yeah.
But instead, it's like, oh, and here I am buying diapers for somebody else. Like, why? Because haven't you ever had that experience where it's like, oh, my God, I have done this or seen this or been mm-hmm. here before, right? But it's all pretty insignificant. It's like, why? I have no idea.
Yeah.
We've had a number of stories where people kind of have that premonition and it saved their lives in a car and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think there's probably something to that.
There are some profound ones.
Or you just have an experience like a six car pileup, and that heightens your, you know, your focus on something that happened right before. So whether it was necessarily really tied in together or it just happened to mm-hmm. make her remember that she was screaming at her dad to put the seatbelt on, either way, it's kind of interesting.
I do think like there are premonitions. Like I had one when my grandmother died, that it was right before the day before she died. I was at, I was living with Kathy at the time, and I had this like, oh my God, I have to go see grandma right now. I have to get there. And I'm really thankful I listened to that, because she, that was the last time I saw her, and she passed away the next day. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you get those feelings, like put on your seatbelt, put on your seatbelt, there, you got to go with it.
If it's, I agree. Like,
yeah.
That instinct, it's like, and especially it's like, if it's not any sort of trouble, if it's not like, well, we're going to go, you know, climb this mountain or something, or some sort of weird, you know, urge to do, if it's just like, put on your seatbelt, just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Why not? Just wait. If you're like, just wait a minute. Don't quite leave yet. Just take 5 minutes. Okay. I'll take 5 minutes. I don't know why I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. You know?
Yeah. I think you got to pay attention to that too.
Yeah. When it says, don't get out of bed ever again. And you just sit there.
Got to just lay there.
And it says your pets are telling you things like, you know, like, the world's going to end, and that you have to eat the other pet because the other pet wants you to do it.
That got dark really fast.
Doesn't take much.
I wasn't ready for that. I was like, we're going to snuggle. Yeah.
And of course, I'm sitting there thinking, we're laying in bed all day. You probably do need diapers at that point, so you're not messing up the bed. So there's a good reason to go to a diaper raffle, so you have some spares laying around.
Exactly.
You don't take diapers home, Todd.
I don't know.
Only the pregnant person takes them home.
Okay.
I'd rather do something else.
If I want to have a diaper raffle to get diapers for myself, I'll do it, Carol, and you're not going to stop me. Because at some point, I'm going to be old.
This should be so fun. I bet they'll start doing it for senior communities soon, too. Where it's like, diaper, why not? You know, it's like, you're old, have a diaper raffle. Like, it's expensive. That's got to be a cost. Yep. So, yeah.
They are why very not? Expensive.
Why not? I like that idea. All right. Well, that's
what
that's
I'm getting Todd for Christmas, too.
Thanks, Carol.
That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like access to our bonus episodes and advanced episodes and episodes of us in our younger years, become a EPP, an extra podcast person. Get access to the bonus episodes and all that stuff on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.